everyone, and welcome to the Speak English podcast. As promised, I'll first read a small passage to you, and then I'll define 10 new expressions I used at the end of the episode. So let's get started with this lesson. I still remember the day I decided to start off this project. During one of the sessions with my English teacher, I expressed my concern about not knowing the meaning of the most common idioms, slangs, and phrasal verbs. She suggested that I use them in sentences in order to memorize them and fully understand their meaning. An idea suddenly came to my mind. How about instead of writing a single sentence for every idiom, slang, and phrasal verb, I would make it more challenging and write different paragraphs using them all. At the same time, I felt like if I really wanted to put in all this effort to create and come up with a new content, wouldn't it be more exciting and worthwhile to share my work with the public? That's why I took the plunge and decided that podcasting was my go-to plan. I was committed to uploading 70 episodes in a 5-month period. Here I am at the end of the road with 70 episodes published. I'm really thankful that I got my feet wet and understood what life looks like with my own podcast to run. However, most importantly, this podcast wouldn't have come to life without the help, support, and encouragement of my English teacher. She was the one behind the scenes working with me to make this project happen. I want to take this opportunity to thank her and show a sincere appreciation to her for standing by me during every step of this journey. Let's call it a day, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys. What is your next plan to become fluent in English? Farewell. Since I'm done reading the passage, let's define all the idioms and phrasal verbs I used previously. So let's get started with the idioms. Idiom number one, take the plunge, is defined as begin an important or difficult task that you've been thinking about for a long time. Idiom number two, get your feet wet, is defined as gain new experience. Idiom number three, behind the scene is defined as working or happening privately without being known or seen by the public. Idiom number four, call it a day, is defined as end a period of activity, especially resting, content that enough has been done. And finally, idiom number five, at the end of the road, means the end of something. Now finally, let's define all the phrasal verbs. Number one, come to is defined as enter someone's mind. Number two, come up is defined as create something. Number three, put in means make an effort, generally means you gave it a try. Number four, stand by is defined as be ready to deal or assist with something. And finally, number five, start off means begin to operate or do something or to happen. I hope that you have enjoyed my lesson, and thank you so much for listening to me. If you have any questions, you can always hit me up on Anchor website. Catch you later!